Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta des Shavuos, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Suppose we have five people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, all come to Zvolen. Hayachemisha Tovin, I say, five people were claiming their deposits, whatever they gave for Zvolen to watch from Zvolen. Omrulai, so you have like a choir. You have five people over here that are saying, Ten lonu pikadin sheyesh lonu biyadecha. Give us the deposit which we have by you. His response is, what is Zvulun's response? Shvua she'ein lachem biyadi. He said to them all at once, I swear to you, I don't have a deposit by me. I don't know what you all want from me. Ein lechayiv ele echas. He only has to bring one carbon because he made only one shvua. The five people claiming their money, they didn't impose a shvua on him. They just said, please give us back the pekadon. And he answered by swearing, I don't have anything. I don't know what you all want. But if he didn't answer that way, he didn't say shvua she'ein lechem biyadi. Rather, he said, shvua, I swear, she'ein lecha biyadi, referring to Reuven, I don't have yours. V'loy lecha, referring to Shimon, I don't have yours. V'loy lecha, and to Levi, I don't have yours. And to Yehuda, I don't have yours. And to Yisachar, I don't have yours. Chayiv al kol achas v'yechos. Now he has to bring a separate shvua for each and every one, because he made five different shvuas. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he wouldn't be chayiv. Separate shvuas, unless, ad sheyomer, until he says, shvua biachreina. He has to say, I swear, at the end of his denying. If he only says it at the beginning, so it's one shvua to five people. Even though he mentioned them separately, says Rabbi Eliezer. See, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person can make a shvua that has several details. So it's one shvua, which says, I don't owe you, you or you or you or you. That's how Rabbi Eliezer understands it. But if he says, I don't owe you, 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 and swears at the end, uses the word shvua at the end, he says, Ein lecha biyadi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha v'loy lecha five times b'shvua, now the shvua goes in everything. Rav Shimon says, no, even that wouldn't mean that the shvua goes in everything. Even if he said, Ein lecha biyadi v'loy lecha v'loy lecha five times b'shvua, it's still only one shvua. You know when he would be chayiv five times? He would only be chayiv five times at sheyomer, unless he says shvua l'chol echad ve'echad. He swears to each one separately. I swear I don't owe you money, Reuven. I swear I don't owe you money. I swear I don't owe you money. So again, according to the Tanna Kamma, even if he says the word shvua at the beginning, but he doesn't make a general statement. He says not you, not you, not you. He's chayiv five times. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's only if he says it at the end, and according to Rav Shimon, he has to say it each time. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Now, we have already said that although we're calling this Perek, Shavuos HaPekadon, it doesn't just apply to a Pekadon. It applies to many situations where the person may owe him money. So again, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, Tenli Pekadon, give me my Pekadon. Usasum Asyad, and the loan, Gozel, and the stolen object, V'yaveda, and the lost object, Sheyeshli B'yadcha, that I have by you. So here's an interesting case. Somehow, Reuven claims that Shimon took his deposit, also borrowed money from him, stole something from him, found something that belongs to him, which he has to return. And Reuven wants all of this back. And Shimon's response, Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, I swear that you don't have anything by me. Ein chayav ela echaz, he's only chayav once. Again, because he made one general statement. However, if Shimon's response to these charges is more individualized. He says, Shvua she'en lecha biyadi, I swear that you don't have in my hands pekadon, a deposit, a sesumas yad, a loan, v'gazel, something that was stolen, v'aveda, or something that was lost that I have to return to you. He singles out each one separately. Chayiv al kalachas v'achas, he's chayiv for each one. Now here too the Taisus Yom Tov explains, we would have the same achloikas. Rabbi Eliezer would hold, he would have to say Shvua at the end, and Rabbi Shimon would hold, he would have to say Shvua for each. But according to the Tanna Kamma, just the fact that he responded by singling out each one, even though he said the word Shvua at the beginning, already means he's Chayiv five times. Okay, now the Mishnah gives us a case where Reuven only claims about a Pekadon. He's not claiming about a loan or about Gzela or Aveda, but different types of Pekdainas. For example, Reuven says to Shimon, Tenli Chitin, give me the wheat, Usairin, the barley, the chusmim, and the spelt, sheyeshli biyadcha, that I have by you. These are different types of tefuah. Shimon's response, shvua she'ein lecha biyadi. one general statement. I swear, you have nothing by me. Ein chayev lechas, he's only chayev once. Again, this according to everybody. He made only one shvua. But here too, if he custom made his shvua, individualized, he responded to each item separately. He said, shvua she'ein lecha biyadi. I swear that you don't have by me. Chitin, there's no wheat. Usayrin, there's no barley. Vekusmin, there's no spelt. Chayev al kol achas v'achas, he's chayev for each one separately, for each type of grain. If he listed it separately, so he means to make a separate shvua. That's what the Tanakama would hold. And again, here too, says the Tosis Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer would say he has to say shvua at the end, and Rabbi Shimon would say he has to say shvua for each one. Now, normally, if you're meshbia someone, or the person makes a shvua, responds to a shvua for something that's less than a shava pruta, you wouldn't be chayiv. So suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you know, you have my kernel of wheat. L'chayiv, that's less than a pruta, one kernel of wheat. But Reb Meir tells us a chiddush. Reb Meir says, Afilo Omar, even if he said, Chita, give me the wheat. He didn't say chitin, usa'irin, like we had in the first case. But singular, if you want to be literal, he's asking for one piece of wheat. Usa'ira, one piece of barley, v'kusemes, one kernel of spelt. So you may say, ah, it's less than a shava pruta. No, chayv kol achas v'achas. He has to bring a separate carbon for each one. And that's because when a person says, give me the wheat, he doesn't mean one wheat kernel. Reb Meir holds it's normal to refer to a lot of grain in the singular. Give me wheat. He doesn't mean wheat. One kernel of wheat. He means whatever amount of wheat that they're talking about. So how many cases did we have over here of multiple shvuas? In the first case of the Mishnah, we had five people saying to one person, give us our pekud. If he makes the general response, shvua she'en lechem biyadi, he's chayev only once. If he says, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, v'lelecha, he's chayev for each one. Rabbi Eliezer says he has to say shvua at the end. Rabbi Shimon says he has to make a separate shvua for each. Case number two was, where again we're dealing with one-on-one, Reuven and Shimon. But he's asking for a bunch of things. He says, you have my pekadin, you have a loan, you stole something from me, and there's something you found you have to return to me. If Shimon's response is, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, that's it. He's chayev only once. If he says shvua she'en lecha biyadi pikadin asesumas yad gazel v'yaveda, then he would be chayev for each one separately. Third case, Reuven says to Shimon, give me my wheat, chitin, sa'irin, kusmim, that you have. If he gives one response, shvua she'en lecha biyadi, he's only chayev once. If he says she'en lecha biyadi chitin sa'irin v'kusmin, then he's chayev for each one. And again, here too, Rabbi Eliezer would say yes to say shvua. At the end, Rabbi Shimon would say yes to have a separate shvua. And the Mishnah concluded by Rabbi Meir telling us a chiddush, that even if he doesn't use the plural lashon of chitin, rather he says, give me chita, we don't say he only means one kernel of wheat. For that, there wouldn't be a shvua, because it's less than a pruta. Rather, it means the wheat, all the wheat that I have by you. By the way, you know what the chameshas haminim are? That you would make an alamichyan, that you have a chiyuv to separate challah, there are chitin, usa'irim, the kusmim, the three that are mentioned here, wheat, barley, and spelt, and there are two more, shibay lashul and shifan.